The meeting came after Tehran criticized Saudi Arabia for invading Bahrain. This is the West is turning a blind eye to the Saudi invasion of Bahrain and the killing of pro-democracy protesters in the Sheikhdom.
The Riyadh meeting comes as a popular uprisings have swept through some Western-backed Arab countries of the Persian Gulf, including Bahrain, Yemen, and Oman. The uprisings came hot on the heels of popular nationwide protests in Egypt and Tunisia that dramatically toppled longtime rulers of the two countries. Bahrain and some of the members of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council claim Iran is meddling in the Sheikhdom's internal affairs, a charge Iran adamantly rejects. The charge comes while Saudi Arabia, together with the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait, sent over 1,000 troops to Bahrain in a brutal crackdown against a popular uprising there. Also, the U.S. has said it has no evidence Iran has any role in the Bahrain's popular uprising against its longtime rulers. Meanwhile, Kuwait, a member of the PGCC, also claims that it has dismantled an Iranian espionage cell. It has sentenced three of its citizens to death for alleged spying for Iran. This as the Kuwaiti MP, Musalman al-Barak, earlier has quoted the country's prime minister, Sheikh Nasser al-Sabah, as saying that Iran had nothing to do with the spying network in Kuwait. Tehran has strongly rejected these allegations. Iran says it supports good relations with the region's Arab states. This while countries including Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and United Arab Emirates provided the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein with billions of dollars worth of aid and loans during his eight-year war against Iran. However, after Saddam's forces invaded Kuwait in 1990, Iran strongly criticized the invasion and received thousands of Kuwaiti refugees. Tehran also helped Kuwait put its oil wells set ablaze by the retreating Ba'athist troops in the face of the U.S.-led attacks in 1991.
Kuwait took the hostile action against Iran by supporting Saddam Hussein, by funding his war against Iran, and by providing a lot of logistical support. Iran did not, in turn, do anything to respond to that. In fact, they were very nice to the Kuwaitis.
Following the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003, Kuwait became a base for American forces. Ever since the fall of Saddam Hussein, Saudi Arabia has been accused of being behind terrorist attacks in Iraq to destabilize the country.